Welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. With more than a decade of experience in Salt Lake County government, County Recorder Gary Ott is on the hunt for a new job, and that's county mayor. In November, he became the first Republican candidate this election cycle to seek the office, hoping to succeed outgoing Democratic incumbent Peter Caroon. What experience does he have to offer voters, and how will he fend off GOP challengers Richard Snellgrove and soon Mark Crockett? Gary Ott joins me now in the studio to discuss his campaign. And Gary, it's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Listeners, unfortunately, our phone lines are still down this morning because of a construction accident. However, we welcome your questions and comments for Gary Ott on Twitter. You can send us your tweets at KCPW, and we will pass them along on the air. Well, Gary, why would you want to give up your current job as recorder to be the mayor of Salt Lake County instead?
I asked myself that same question. I've had a really good run working with the recorder's office, and I've enjoyed every minute that I've been there. Mm-hmm. What I see is I have an opportunity right now to make this form of government into the form of government we went to when we left when we went into this type of government. What I've done in my office, I know I can work into the county as a whole. Now, when I talk to it, it's kind of a micro thing. The recorder's office, we come up with $1 million a year. It's not a goofy thing. It's very important. Mm-hmm. And what I did when I got there, now I'm consider myself a fiscal conservative. Mm-hmm. It's a term that I like because what I do is I try to make things work the very best with the very least of the people's money. So what I did is I started looking at the office. Our office was the first office to ever start using the internet. It let people work from their office. The people that use our office were able to work from home. Mm-hmm. Made a big deal. But the biggest deal was, step by step, as we changed things, we were able to reduce staff by almost 50%. Huge amount of difference. But in the meantime, as we built our office, it became stronger and stronger, where if somebody wants to do something in Salt Lake County in the recorder's office, most of it's done over the internet. They don't come into our office anymore. And business is done extremely fast. It's worked well for people. It's right-sizing the office, and I think that right-sizing is the words that I'm going to be using, and what we can do for the county as a whole. What we want to do, and what my folks that I'm working with right now, and what I want to do mostly, is we're going to bring this down to a lean and mean operation without harming people. Attrition is the best way to, as people leave, let's decide if we need to hire a new one right away. Mm-hmm. It's worked very well in my office, but I know it can be moved right into the entire county. I've had a lot of people that I've talked to that feel that this approach is a good approach. It's not looking for another stepping stone as for me to go somewhere else. This is the job I want. There's a lot of folks that say this is a stepping stone to go somewhere. Not me. This is county government is my favorite part of government altogether. It's where, you know, the people that go into the legislature and stuff, they make laws, they have a lot of power and stuff. But county government is where we deliver to the people. This is where, you know, the senior centers, and this is where, quality of life happens. Mm-hmm. And when you work this way, you're going to be working into something that you can really feel good about.
And so, Gary, in the county recorder's office, obviously you have employees who work under you, but this would be a pretty big promotion, lots more responsibility, lots more people working for you. Do you think you've demonstrated the leadership it would take to not just win this office, but to be an effective mayor as well, to accomplish your priorities?
Yeah, I've looked at this very strongly as I've made this decision. This isn't something I just took on. Oh, today this would be fun. Mm-hmm. The thing is that I can do is using the template that I have put together that works, and working every step of the way to, using the word right size again, We have a lot of things that have happened where, to me, we bought technology, and the technology, of course, makes everything work easier. Well, a lot of cases they didn't reduce staff afterwards. There are folks out there who judge themselves by how many people work for them. I judge myself on the end result. What is this going to do for the people of the county? And with that in mind, I'm not trying to make something that we have the biggest amount of people in the world. This is a big office. It's one of the largest employers in the state.
Yeah.
But we're going to make sure that each one of these things are working to their best capabilities and give them the tools it takes to make sure that when we deliver to the people of the county, we're doing the best we can.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. We're speaking with Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott. He was the first Republican candidate to enter the race for Salt Lake County mayor. Send us your questions and comments today on Twitter at KCBW, and we'll ask them of Gary here on the air. Gary, do you worry that, entering this race as, the county recorder, you've been in office for 10 years, you've been elected multiple times to that office, but do you worry that voters... consider the county recorder's office one of those things they don't really pay that much attention to. It's not as political. It's not political like the county council or the mayor's office. So perhaps people don't really know who you are compared to some of the other candidates in the race. Is that a pretty big concern?
Yeah. simply yes. What I've been doing, though, is I have been in politics for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I've worked very hard over the years to make a brand name. I tease people a little bit. I said, if you really want to go onto your yard signs and stuff, don't go with any more than three letters. But everything I've done from the time I've been in office and before that, when I was working in the county before that, everything I've done stands up to where what I've done before, I can do again, and I can do it at a bigger level.
Mm-hmm.
I love the job I have. I love what we've done to it. But I've come up to a point that this is just about as much as I can do in the recorder's office. I can make it go. It's fast. It's nationally been noted. People nationally have come to see how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very strong, and the people that use our office like it. But I was, as a kid, I was the type of kid that would take, at Christmas Day, I'd take things apart to see how they worked.
Mm.
Sometimes I got them back together, sometimes I didn't. Mm. But what I did is just work on through on what it takes to, if it works over here, I can make it work over there. And as I've been in the county, I haven't just sat in my office. I've seen places that I know I can make big differences in the quality of what we're doing for the county. And not going in there with a hatchet and doing things, it'd be well thought out.
And so, Gary, this is a partisan race, and Salt Lake County has proven that it can easily flip between the two parties, with Mayor Peter Caroon easily winning re-election, and yet Councilman Richard Snellgrove winning the county as a Republican just back in 2010. So it's really anyone's game here with no incumbent in the race. But tell me why you are running as a Republican and why you're somebody who has identified as an elected official with the Utah Republican Party.
I consider myself a fiscal conservative.
Mm-hmm.
When I chose to be a Republican was many, many years ago, and I have been in politics for a long, long time. I've been on lots and lots of campaigns, lots of things. I like both parties. I'm able to talk to both parties. I have friends in both parties. I don't draw it down. It's either Republican or nothing. I'm there because of basically my feelings on fiscal, the fiscal part, where I'm doing the right thing with the right amount, with the money that's not my money, it's the people's money. And it is my view that I do enjoy a lot of the things that say a lot of people would think were democratic things, kind of foo-foo things maybe. I enjoy it. It's a quality of life. That's what this part of government does, is we make this quality of life right. So it wouldn't matter if I was Republican or Democrat. I could do the same thing. Because what I'm asking for of the county is make this the best place to work with and live in the state.
Getting back to your message of right-sizing county government and trimming spending and how you've done that in your own county recorder's office, Mayor Caroon, as the mayor, has cut a significant amount out of the county's budget, I believe well over $100 million in the past couple of years with the help of the county council as well. Is there a way to improve upon that? Is there a way to continue to trim spending when, you know, for example, rec centers have been closed or that sort of thing already? Is there a way that you can trim further without affecting people's quality of life, as you say?
Yes. The quality of life, as I keep going back to and what we can do, as I've added in some technology, I've been able to have less employees. And again, I want to say, through attrition, I did not fire anybody. Mm-hmm. But as we go through it, every time we get a new, we lose somebody, we ought to think about what does it take to make it, do we need to hire somebody, or can we do something to make it work as it is? Bit by bit, mm-hmm. getting the people the idea that no, it's not our money, we're going to spend the money where it belongs, and that is to make these senior centers, make all of the things that we do happen. And I can do it, and it's not partisan. And I have been very active throughout the county. I watch what's going on. It's an important thing. And I think a lot of people that want to go make their thing on the Hill, well, okay, it works good, but this is where rubber hits the road. This is where we're going to make the county a better place for business to come, make it a very business positive place, because we need the jobs. We need to work for it. But we're set as the county in such a wonderful place. We've got the airport, we've got so much around, and we've got the beautiful mountains, and we've got everything. We can go out and get the very best people, best businesses to come here, because it's a good place to do business. And I'm a business guy. This is what I like to do. And that's what I'm going to be leaning towards. It's going to be a good place to live.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, speaking right now with Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott, a Republican candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor. We're going to take a short break. Once again, our phone lines are down, unfortunately, but you can still feel free to tweet us your questions at KCBW. Questions and comments for Gary Ott. We'll be right back with more Politics Up Close here on KCBW. You're listening to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, speaking with Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott, a candidate this year for Salt Lake County Mayor, running as a Republican. And Gary, we've been talking about the budget, streamlining county government, and how you've done the same thing in the county recorder's office. But, of course, there are other responsibilities to manage as county mayor as well. The county plays a big role in, for example, managing population growth. That's certainly an issue. And as we see new developments coming online, whether it's Tavachi or something else, there's always controversy. There's always conflicts to be managed as well. How do you think you would do in that department when it comes to managing how Salt Lake County grows or other potential divisive issues that might come up?
I'm really good at delegating and mm-hmm. getting the right people to help me. Mm-hmm. I would like to say that I know everything. A long time ago, I found out I didn't. The coalition that it takes, the people that you're getting, the right people in place, and making a team. And that gets to be kind of everybody, this team stuff, you know. Team stuff works. You need the right people coming together to make the bigger item work. And I work that way. I do it in my office. I'm not the do it my way or the highway. I work with people, and I've been doing it all along. Going back to a little bit of what we did just a little while ago when you were talking about the budgets and stuff like this, mm-hmm. Brings to something like 3 years ago. I walked into our budget meeting with the mayor, And I handing him a budget that just made him drop his jaw. I had made a really hard cut on everything we could, and I came up with a budget that was very, very good. In fact, it made the paper. You know, I can do that. Because what we did is I took a look basically into the future and said, we're in trouble. And I wasn't able to get people to understand this is coming down at us really hard. Because what I'm seeing in my office is I'm seeing foreclosures. I'm seeing things going on that's going. So I said, we need to get a hold of something. So I came across and gave a budget that was so austere that the rest of the county was just, how did you do that? I had people come up and yell at me. Hmm. Now I've got to do it. Yeah, now you've got to do it. But three times later, I've been able to make budgets like that. Cutting where I can, making things doing, not doing harm to the office, not doing harm to any harm anywhere, making it a better place. But we spend less money because of the way I set it up. And it may be just the recorder, but the whole county had to do it. Once that I put it out, it's like, okay, your turn. And it worked out very well. So the next couple of things, we had a lot better attitude throughout the county. As yes, we have to bring it in. We have to bring it into where we can afford it. And you know, we were all hoping that this thing wouldn't last very long. This has been really rough.
Right.
And we're going forward as though it might be there forever. I don't think it is, but we have to work that way. I'm not going to go in debt in our office, and I'm not going to go in debt in other things. And you know, well, sometimes things happen. But the thing is being fiscally conservative, working hard to make sure that what we're doing in our offices allows us to do what we really need to do to build the county.
One part of being county mayor, Gary, is managing conflict with other elected officials, particularly the Utah legislature. There are certainly many times where Mayor Caroon has appeared on Capitol Hill, whether it's the whole Unified Police Department issue or Rail Salt Lake, mm-hmm. the soccer stadium, that sort of thing. How well do you think you manage that? Have you, been in conflict with other officials before? and how do you deal with that? And how would you advocate for the county up at the legislature?
You come on a really big part of what we need to do. Hmm. I've lived in almost every county in the state. I've from being an Aggie, I graduated from Utah State. I've worked around the state. I know a lot of these people, but there's not been a time that I haven't been working with legislators and things like that. I've helped a lot of people. Sooner or later, they understand that I can walk in and say, well, how about this? And I do it now, and it is just the recorder. And you don't hear about it in the news and stuff like that. But since I help them on their campaign, I don't own them, but they'll listen to me for a little while. Hmm. And it works pretty well. And, from every corner of the state, I've got family and things. I've been in Salt Lake for a long, long time. This is where I live. This is where I want to be. And I am able to talk to a lot of folks. And it's something that when I run a little piece of legislature last year, well, I had a Democrat carry it. I'm not one of these people that's just going to lock down. But I can basically walk in and talk to either party, and I do it all the time. And it's because I like people. And two, I have this idea of where we want to go. And I have been able to help people that maybe couldn't get something done in the legislature. And I can bring somebody that I know from another place over and help it out. Do I do it all the time? No, but I'm in the when the legislature's in session, I'm there every day. And you don't think a recorder would be there, but I'm just a piece of a great, big, a much bigger piece. I don't want to be an island, but I can advocate for a lot of people, and I have throughout my career. And as talking about careers, you're talking about most of the people that are running this. I'm over 60 years old. I have been around. I've worked very hard. I'm an Army veteran. I joined the Army when nobody else was doing it. And people, why are you doing it? Well, I owe it to the country. Now, that sounds a little corny, but what they gave me is they let me go to college paid my own way through college. I was very intent to do that. My father died when I was very young, and I was intent that I was going to do this myself. I worked that way. It's something that that my day-to-day thing, I don't have to say, I'm going to go do the government thing. What I do is I do the things the way I'd like it to work for me and work for my people and my friends and family. And I work that very well.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest here in the studio for the next few minutes still is Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott, the first Republican candidate to enter the race for Salt Lake County mayor this year. Well, Gary, we've talked about the policy a lot. Let's talk about the politics a little bit. Your opponents in this race so far on the Republican side are County Councilman Richard Snellgrove, who won a pretty decisive victory in his county-wide race just back in 2010. And as of next week, you'll also have former County Councilman Mark Crockett to compete with as well. What do you think of your GOP competition, and can you compete against them with their fundraising, with their constituencies?
I can do with that. We've been around a lot. I mean, there's everybody that's been in government for all. They carry baggage, and you can go look and see what they've done. Snellgrove did a good job. But if you took a look and counted the votes in that same race, I had thousands of more votes than he did. The party did an incredible job getting out the vote, and a whole bunch of people voted straight ticket. A whole bunch of people, it was a very good job that the Republican Party did. I went above and beyond that and had more votes. There were several of us that were in this same situation, the assessor and a few other people that had been around for a long time. All of us that had been around for a long time got considerably more votes than Snellgrove did. And so, I like what he does, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that this is what I've done, and this is what, and the number of votes, if you want to go and check it, you'll see that there's a considerable amount of votes there that more people voted, which means that basically there were some Democrats voting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to make that where it's very easy for them to do.
And on the Democratic side of the aisle, your opponents so far include State Senators Ross Romero and Ben McAdams. How about the Democratic competition there? Mm-hmm. Is that an even tougher challenge perhaps than inside the Republican Party?
This Salt Lake's the Democrats do very well in Salt Lake. I think it's, that depending on how people work and things like that, when I've listened to the people that have come on before me and talked, there were some things that I could say that were a little different, but I think that they're very good people. I like Ross Romero personally. I really haven't talked to McAdams much, but Ross and I know him very well, and he's helped me a little bit on the Hill once in a while. I'm just going to do what I do. What I feel like that I've done in my life and work here is I can just show it to you, and if you like it, fine. Because what I've done before, it's very likely I can do it again. Mm-hmm. And yes, I can do this type of stuff. And there's good people. A lot of the young people that come on, they really don't have enough time in life to have, they probably haven't had disasters. They probably haven't, I have a lot more to carry. I have more time in the jobs that I've had, and I can do a better job.
What is your strategy for winning the GOP nomination, Gary, given that, we have this convention, this caucus convention format? It's not really voters that you have to convince to select you unless it goes to a primary. It's these delegates. Does that make it easier or harder, do you think?
It requires an incredible amount of work, and it is right in the hands of the delegates. I mean, it's a hard thing to do. All I can do is put my energy into it, and I'll talk to as many of these folks as I can. But the good news is, I've been doing this since before Nancy Workman was in office. I have been to every one of the meetings. I show up. I don't just come to the party when I need something. I'm there every time. And they know that. So we've got a lot of young new people that haven't been around, but the old folks like me, they know me. So I'm not coming from ground zero. I'm coming from a very big group of people that already know me and have already voted for me before.
And finally, Gary, I have to say I noticed that you don't yet have a Facebook page for your campaign, unless I missed it. You're going to have to step up your game there, you know, on social media. You got to get the word out. You got to get people knowing who you are.
I'm a little bit of a Luddite when it comes to that. I do have a website and stuff that's working on it right now, and it will be coming out. And when I'm making sure that it will be manned with, so that I'll be back to anybody that wants to talk right away. I'm just finishing up putting one together. It's really kind of hard for me. it's so much not the old style that I'm used to. but yes, we're embracing it, and I've got a really good, my wife, who is one of the best at putting this stuff together, and she's in process of putting this together now.
All right. Well, Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio. Gary is the first Republican candidate who declared for the county mayor's race this election year. Gary, we look forward to talking to you again as this campaign progresses, and thank you very much for your time.
I've had a great time. Thanks so much.
This is Politics Up Close here on KCBW.